It's the Edinburgh Man podcast. It's podcast number 306. I'm sure it's 306. Oh dear. Normally I record this podcast in the cupboard. The cupboard is has insulated from the sound of the outside and also of the inside. But it is a cupboard and it's quite cramped in there. And unfortunately I've got a sore back. Really quite sore at the moment, which is a bit of a problem when you're crouching down in a cupboard. So I felt like I should get out and do some exercise, even if it's just a walk. Oh dear. You'll remember, maybe you won't. Edinburgh Man Towers, we got the loft renovated. And the result of that is that, oh, there's a bike and some workies up here. The result of that is that there's a lot less storage space, and the storage space there is quite cramped. Oh, I think someone's getting a gate put in. Anyway, because the storage space is quite cramped, and we've got the same amount of storage that used to be in the loft crammed into this tiny little room with quite small head height. So the other day I was searching for a Raspberry Pi and was leaning over boxes and pulling stuff out all while crouched down. It's not very good for your back. So as a result, whenever I sort of sit up, sort of stand up or move positions, my back is really quite sore. So I didn't fancy crouching down in the cupboard and recording a podcast. So instead I thought I'd go out and walk and record one. This is probably going to be really dull. And really rambly, literally rambly, rambly in a foot sense, but also in a rambling chat sense. The music on the podcast, what is it? It's a bit sort of dream poppy, but also a bit riot girly. So a bit of a mixture. Hopefully the dream poppy stuff will be nice and relaxing and might help my walk. This is Thrower featuring FUVK, Fovk, I don't know. And my breaks. My breaks are clean, fresh from the friction you put on me. I'll go the distance. Thank you. That's Thrower featuring Fuvg, F-U-F-U-V-K, and My Breaks. You can get that Name Your Price single track download at thrower.bandcamp.com. They're from Brooklyn. I think F-U-V-K is from Austin, Texas. But I'm obviously not at my computer, so I can't double check that I've got everything correct. That came out in February, towards the end of February. I'm heading up to the canal towpath, which is near where we live. A long time ago, I did quite a few podcasts where I was out and about and walking and also cycling, back when my back used to allow me to cycle. Doesn't really anymore, but you don't want to hear about that. Yeah, I used to cycle, and I think there was a 30 days of cycling, or a couple of 30 days of cyclings. And I did a podcast where I sort of cycled for a bit, played one track, and then that was that, and I released the podcast every month. You should check, there's no bikes coming here. Nope. And I'm on the canal towpath. So hopefully it should be the sounds of nature. And if there is any sounds of traffic, it's just a distant rumbling in the background. Oh, after a week of being cooped up in the house, feeling sorry for myself, it's nice to be out. It's quite sunny. I should take a photograph that I can use for my the cover of the podcast. Let me stop and do that. Some chaps, some people rather, in a rowing boat. It's very sunny, it's very, oh, the picture looks nice. Blue sky and everything. But it is cold as I record this, and I'm a little bit out of breath because, like I say, I've been cooped up inside. I also don't know how the audio is working. This has got the Lavalier microphone on. Has a little watch battery. I'm hoping the watch battery doesn't run out. And hopefully the battery... Ooh, that person's doing more exercise than I've got the energy for at the moment. It is. Oh, I had to take my watch off. I took my watch off because I thought it was interfering and causing this interference on the recording, but I think that was actually the telephone lines above me. 9:14. So it's quite early in the morning. On a Tuesday. No, Wednesday, I think. Lots of sounds of birds. I've got to say, I walk this relatively regularly. Don't always notice the sound of birds, but I think when I've got my headphones on, playing through the microphone, they're a bit more obvious. This place is often used by joggers, or runners, and cyclists, so you might hear people that aren't me panting as they go past, and the noise of people in canoes. That's what that noise is there, if you can hear that. Somebody getting ready to go off in their canoe. Anyway, I promised you a mixture of Dream Pop, which you've just had some, and Riot Girl from Germany. This is Wetter und Noir and Hot Girl Shit.
Seven.
as Vito Noir and Hot Girl Shit from the album Medium Sized Tiger Heart, and they're from Germany. And hang on, someone's going to run past me. See, I said, people doing exercise. Unfortunately, I forgot to take notes here to tell me where you can get that on Bandcamp. But if you do go to Bandcamp, you can also have a look for the show notes for podcast number 306 and get the link on there. If you do pay any money towards that track or that album, all the payments go towards the Iranian Lesbian Transgender Network. That came out last year. I'm sort of slowly working through releases from a year ago, which is when I last did the podcast semi-regularly. So some of these things that I'm playing today are stuff that I'm catching up on, that have been in my list of things to listen to and things to play for a while. I'm coming up to where there's a road, or where the canal goes over a road, so it may get a bit noisier. It's really interesting. People are getting loads of things. The canal runs around the back of people's houses, so there's quite a lot of people getting work done in their gardens, or back of houses, extensions and stuff. It's interesting stuff to look at on this morning. 0 degrees it was this morning when I got up. It's a little bit warmer. I think it's supposed to get up to 10 today. The days are now longer than the nights in Edinburgh, which is exciting. We've done it, folks. It took us a while to get through the winter, but we've managed to get through it. Ah, there's some sort of construction here for a sort of canoe slalom pools. Interesting. I think I knew that was there. Normally I come up the canal at a further down bit, but that requires walking up a lot of steps. I didn't fancy walking up the stairs today, so I just went up the hill and joined the canal by avoiding the steps. I wrote down things that I was going to talk about, because last time I had very... we're getting towards that road. Actually, maybe I should play some music when we get past this road now. I'll talk a little bit of nonsense first. Sore back, yes, I know that. Oh, it is getting quite noisy. This is a sort of viaduct, aqueduct. An aqueduct that goes over a relatively busy road. And there's roadworks on this road. So there's been temporary traffic lights for, I don't know, seems like forever. People get very cranky about it. So there's a queue of traffic. The noise of traffic, someone knocking on a bus to try and get let in. Oh, bus driver let them in. Not even at a bus stop, my goodness. Yeah, so a little bit noisy. I've been getting into CDs recently, which sounds ridiculous. Sounds like something you would have done in 1983. I had bought a lot of vinyl over the years, and then sort of come in waves where I'd sort of got back into vinyl and bought a lot of it. I got quite disappointed with vinyl recently. Either the new stuff is often quite variable quality, or even the old stuff. It's quite difficult to get hold of the good pressings, and the bad pressings are quite bad. I sold a copy of Jeff Buckley's Grace a couple of years ago. Very expensive album. I sold it for about £200, but my copy was very crackly, and I said to the guy who bought it on eBay, I said, you sure you want this? I've got some samples of it. It is quite crackly. He was quite keen to get a copy of it, and I replaced it with like a sort of a £20 copy. The £20 copy, the new one, sounded really quite dull in comparison. Like, pronounced. Even my old ears could hear the difference. But I picked myself up a CD for like a couple of quid. Sounded perfect. Sounded the same as my original vinyl. I think it was one of these things where the vinyl was only pressed in the UK or something. So it became quite sought after. Anyway, vinyl commands silly prices nowadays, so I've got back into buying CDs. Again, because you can buy relatively good pressings from the 80s before they started overloading the loudness, normalising it to the max. And they're really cheap, like 2-3 quid, depending on where you get them. But even on eBay and Discogs, they're not that expensive. So I've properly got back into CDs. Right, we're going to go over another viaduct. Now, this is a big viaduct. It goes over the water of Leith and a builder's yard and a couple of roads, I think. One road. And there's a train station, a train line just over to the right that runs alongside. And it's quite a narrow path. So, I think it's time for me to play some more music. Let's see. What am I going to play next? This is the Debasers. No, it's not. That's the wrong one. From Paris. This is Mary Bell and Watch Me Disappear. That's Mary Bell and Watch Me Disappear there from Paris. The Bandcamp link, I have written it down this time, is marybellftw.bandcamp.com. There is a whine currently coming through my headphones. I shall edit that out so you won't be able to hear it. I'll try and edit it out so you won't be able to hear it. I think I've ascertained as to where it's from. I think it's the overhead power lines from the railway, which the canal has now come alongside. So I think that's probably because of the Lavalier microphone's got a huge long cable on it. So I think that's probably picking up interference from it. The Mary Bell track came out on an album called Cerbero. There are some coloured vinyls still left on their Bandcamp page. It came out on October the 13th, 2023. So that's been on the list, I believe. For a while. What was I talking about? I was talking about CDs, old CDs, yes. I've got loads, just a couple of quid, classics. Yesterday I got a couple of Marvin Gaye's that I didn't have. What's Going On in particular. Really interesting. What's Going On is an incredible album. There are new-ish vinyl pressings, which apparently aren't all that bad. But I got a Motown Masters release from, I think, the 1990s, which is quite good. There's also some clicks, apologies, some clicks on the audio, which I'll try and get rid of. But if I haven't, I apologise profusely. Maybe I should stop walking. Reduce the clicks. What's that? Yeah, the Marvin Gaye album. Why did they put bonus tracks? I hate bonus tracks in the album. It ends, obviously. Inner City Blues makes me want to holler. What an ending. And then it's got a couple of bonus tracks and B-sides, the first one of which is a different version of a track that's already been on the album. Why do they do that? I hate that. It's part of the canals next to a busy road, actually. It's not actually that busy, but it's the bit of road just after those traffic lights. So people are just like, right, foot down, let's go. So I'll maybe play some more music and walk along a little bit further and get to a quieter place. It's hopefully not got as much traffic or railway wire noise. This is Paul for Mark, P-A-U, like Paul without the L. Paul for Mark and Mountains. And this is from the album Run For Your Life. Paul from Mark and Mountains, and that's from the album Run For Your Life. He's from Spain, and Paul from Mark, Paul, like, is P-A-U, like, with the L from Paul, and Mark is spelt with a C and not a K. Put some distance now between myself and the road and the railway line on the other side. I'm also walking a bit slower to stop the clicks, which are either just from my headphone wire or maybe from the microphone wire. So it's not that I've completely run out of energy. It's that I'm thinking about you, the listener. We have two more tracks to go. I hope this podcast hasn't been too annoying with the outdoor recording. I'm moderately hopeful that the outdoor recording has improved in quality since I last did it. Last time I did this sort of thing, I was recording on like an iPhone 3GS or maybe an iPhone 4. With a little sort of Tascam microphone attachment, so it wasn't, you know, fully awful. But yeah, not that great. This is The Debasers and Lose Your Illusions, Part 1. Posters peeling where I lay my seat.
goes in too soon. With every shadow cast a dreamer's doom. Chasing echoes of a life that could be. Los Angeles, a fantasy beyond the sea. Fingers trace the map where I'd be free. Across the miles, there's a space for me. To the west, my tired gaze sheenlessly roves. With a heart heavy, like rain-sodden groves. Each morning same as last, yet the longing thrives. Los Angeles beckons, but my wallet denies. A portrait of want, adrift in despair. In the mirror, just the bones of a prayer.
From LA, that's the Debasers and Lose Your Illusions. Sorry, it's not Lose Your Illusions, it's Lose Your Delusions. Did I say illusions or delusions before I played the track? It's Delusions anyway, part one, and that's from the Lose Your Delusions EP, which you can get at Descojon Urbano.bandcamp.com. There'll be links as ever, edinburghman.com. Just look up the show notes for podcast number 306. Or, if you're listening to it recently, before the show notes get optimised, which I think happens after about 10 shows, you should be able to open it in your podcatcher, if you have a podcatcher, and click on the link in there, hopefully. Ah! I hear noises and headphones. I now have stopped moving completely. I'm going to clamber up this little bank, actually. This is probably not good for my back. Oh, Jesus, no, it's not. Ah! Oh, Christ! Ah! Oh, dear. I shouldn't have done that. I'm in a little sort of woodland clearing. Just upside, up from the canal. One more track to go from Crafting Room Recordings, based in Brighton. This came out in May last year. You can get this EP on £2 on digital. This is Wine Pride at 12:01 a.m.
Final summer nights, they run away.
That's Wine Pride and 12:01 a.m. And that's from the EP Lost Years, which is on Crafting Room Recordings. I'm still in the little clearing, although I've noticed that it's sort of peppered here and there with dog poop bags. Lovely. But I haven't really figured out how I'm going to get down without hurting my back. I think I'm just going to have to grin and bear it. And just head back down and then walk back home. And hopefully this helped my back. I suspect the whole escapade is probably going to have made it worse, and I'm just going to sit in pain for the rest of the afternoon. Thank you very much for listening to podcast number 306. I hope it was acceptable recording-wise, and I hope I'm not going to get home and find either that it hasn't recorded at all, or that the quality of the recording is terrible. That'll be disappointing. Anyway, I'll see you next time.